And hello, Potters! Welcome to the much-delayed episode 36 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. We are joined tonight by a very special slate of guests, and that is why we are delaying the episode on competition until episode 37. So that said, gentlemen, if you would like to introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about what you do and what CosCast is.
Okay, well, hey, everybody, I'm Joey Rasool, and myself and Matt Lewis host up...
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't get to introduce myself.
Man. No, I am the host. How dare you?
Excuse me.
But, yeah, we host up a cosplay podcast out here in L.A. So, basically, we just sit around in a room and talk about cosplay for an hour and then happen to record it and post it later. That's more or less the podcast.
Yeah, that's about right. Now it's my turn. Now it's my turn. All right. My name is Matthew Lewis. It's a pleasure to meet everyone. Things about me. I like to cosplay, obviously. I'm working on a lot of costumes. And, yeah, we do the podcast. We sit around in a room, and we talk about cosplay plans and video games and comic books and how we want to cosplay from stuff, and then get into great arguments about why we should or shouldn't do things.
Fair enough. And of course, being a fan of cosplay is a good thing when it comes to cosplay podcasts.
Yeah, that is definitely the helping point.
Yeah. TheCosCast.com, if anyone wants to check it out. Indeed, I realized I didn't actually do the plug while I was talking about it. I was like, we host a podcast! Really?
They can Google it, I guess.
They just so, Google it. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
We also put it up on our show, so.
Yeah.
We'll have you guys repeat it at the end of the podcast, too, just in case people forget and don't have something to write on.
Holler.
There you go.
Yeah, so with CosPod and CosCast, by our powers combined, just for tonight, we are CosPodcast.
We form Voltron.
And I'll form the head.
I was like, this looks more like YMCA than...
yeah, we could do Voltron. YMCA, wait.
Okay, at least on my screen, I guess I'm the C?
I'm the A.
That's what I've got. So I'm player number three.
There we go.
Perfect. Although the C looks backwards on my screen.
Shut up. Meh.
Perfect.
I'm like trying to fit. And
I, I know, it's like the box is not quite big enough for all of us.
It's all right. But anyways, we traditionally start our podcast by talking about what we are working on in cosplay. So as guests, gentlemen, would you like to discuss what have you been working on cosplay-ish?
Oh, totally. I would love to talk about things I've been working on cosplay. Right now, I am getting ready for FanimeCon, which is coming up near the end of May.
Woo, yeah, so excited Fanime! For Fanime! Oh, Fanime!
Good, I'm not, so I'm jealous of you. I want you to go away. I'm kidding. I kid. Right now, I am working on a slew of stuff. My Fanime plans so far is Marlin from Pokemon Black 2, White 2. I am doing Matsu from .hack.gu. Bringing a Goonimon from Digimon Season 4, Yang Lee, Street Fighter 3, and Fun Time at the Beach, K-Dash from King of Fighters.
You're like my new favorite person now.
All right, winning points.
Well, that puts my list to shame. I guess I'm maybe revamping my Riddler suit. I'm jealous of all the Jokers who run around with, like, bazookas and things like that, so I want to do something crazy to my cane. So, new project is Axton from Borderlands 2, and I just found, like, one of the last pieces for it while walking around in Toys R Us. I was like, I need a scope-like thing, and you know what I found? I found a $4 recorder / telescope.
Wait.
What?
Okay, now when you say the word recorder, do you mean, like, recorder, or do you mean recorder?
No, I mean audio recorder, like spy listening device kind of recorder.
Even though tell me what you're thinking.
You know what? I'm not just going to grab it.
There you go. Just show it off. It's easier that way.
Just get it.
It's already been painted up and stuff, but it was Avengers-themed originally.
Oh, it's one of those type of things. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That looks neat.
It's a telescope. It actually focuses.
Oh, my God.
That's brilliant.
It's got a built-in flashlight.
What?
It's got a built-in flashlight. Yeah.
My brain.
For $4, that's pretty awesome.
I went into my light kit and grabbed a red gel, and it was just like, hey, now it's a red light.
Nice. Perfect.
And I scratched Hulk's face off of the side. But for $4, this is perfect for Axton's shoulder. Nice. And then I have a couple people working on it for me. Sokka's Day of Black Sun costume. I'm contemplating doing new Devil May Cry Dante.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know how that one's gonna happen yet. That's if I magically have extra time.
Yeah, it's been crazy stuff trying to get ready. I've been spending like the past few months like sewing nonstop, building props nonstop. Like I go to school and I have a costume crafts class for theater department. And I've taken it 3 times now, so I walk into class and the teacher's like, what are you doing today, Matt? Not the assignment. Are you turning in the assignment? Yes? Good enough for me. And I just work on cosplay literally in the costume shop all day.
Nice.
So I have a very nice like advantage for myself. It's like, oh, I don't have time to work on cosplay between school and work. Well, I'm at school, I'll just work on cosplay.
Now, are you able to actually turn in some of those cosplays as part of your assignments to get grades for?
Yes, actually.
Nice.
When we started the semester, my teacher was like, well, due to some suggestions last semester, gives the devil stare at me, we're having 3 sewing projects. And if you guys want to do something more challenging, you can always present them. So after her speech, I brought up my laptop and was like, okay, so I want to make these pants. I'm making this bolero jacket. And I want to make these pants as well. Can I do that? And she's like, can you finish it? Yes?
It's like, well, Anime Expo is at the end of semester, so I have to finish it.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
And like, literally the first assignment we had, I had turned in 2 of the assignments already. So I was like,
oh, wow.
Well, they're done here. And I got A's on both of them. So I was like, oh, sweet.
Now hey, I just can there cruise. You go.
I've actually been working on stuff in class that's never going to even get turned in, so I'm just like, oh, the 3rd project's due? Well, I guess I could do that tonight.
Turn do you it bring in. Your sewing machine down there, or do you use theirs?
I have been bringing my sewing machine to the class for the majority of the semester so far. I recently stopped because we were doing a bit less sewing, and I liked having to bring my sewing machine because, one, I don't have to share. And I don't want to have to be like, oh, let me stop what I'm doing so you can take forever. Or the other reason I like doing it is because I get a gnarly workout. And so I carry it on my shoulders all the way across campus. So it's like, all right, 40-pound squatting, let's go. And I'm like, woo, I hate my life.
Yeah, never challenge a cosplayer to a fight because either they've been working out to look good in their costume or they've been carrying around a sewing machine.
Sewing machine, yeah.
I have dynamite shoulders. I'm ready to cosplay anything that has, like, no sleeves, crop top, whatever.
I'm
ready. Muscles, let's go.
Val? Oh,
that sounds about right.
Oh, my update time?
Jeez.
Okay, cool. Actually, I've just been working on, you can see the coat hanging in the background, sort of, kind of, not really. Just finished that up today, and I'm freaking proud of myself. Yay, it's Alan from the Escaflowne movie.
Nice.
First time cross-dressing.
Escaflowne!
Yeah, I know, right? It's so epic. Oh, my goodness. But this is my first man costume, so I don't know how to deal with this. This is weird. So other than that, it's just been touch-ups and getting stuff ready for Fanime. I'm so excited to go again.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm touching up Rose from Street Fighter. I'm bringing Raven from Teen Titans with me. I can see his face. He's so happy now. He's lighting up.
I am. Street. You see the magic words. Street and Fighter.
Fighter, yeah.
And then you doubled it up by going Raven.
So I was like, I gotta make the Rose costume. Rose is so awesome.
And then you're like, okay, so not only am I doing Street Fighter, but I'm gonna cosplay Raven from Teen Titans. Like, can this day get any better? Oh yeah, this is burrito I bought like an hour ago. Yes.
And then, other than that, it's just touching up my Final Fantasy cosplays. I've got Celeste from 6 and Rydia from 4, and I'm not too sure what else I'm bringing yet. So it's gonna be up in the air. I may have my Mass Effect done. I don't know yet. So it's mostly touch up time. Yay! Happy about that.
Cool.
Your turn, Amber. Go.
Well, the light at the end of the tunnel is about 3 feet in front of me for Yue from Cardcaptor Sakura. Thank God. I have been working for months on this costume, and I am so glad it's almost done. Ah! I just have to paint the bow and mount the EL wire. And then that's it. And then I'm done with it. Yay!
Awesome.
She likes making things glow.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm
you
like...
get extra points.
Yeah. Lights and special effects are always.
Are you anything you can do? Are you programming in any way, or is it just on?
It's basically just on, mostly because that's the way it is in the series, and I don't want to complicate things.
Cool.
A wise decision.
Yeah.
And then I need to finish my belts for Deedlit from Record of Lodoss War, and I need to make garter straps. Oddly enough, for Umi Magic Knight Rayearth. Because it's really hard to wear thigh-high boot covers and not have them fall down.
Yeah, I actually know how that goes. I actually installed some
better way of
myself.
I was going to say that as a joke, Matt, but you actually do.
No, I actually, the other day when I was in class, I installed like pseudo garters. I had some elastic put in. I did a gender bend version of Miss Fortune from Skullgirls.
I heard this on your last episode, and I was like, oh, that's so fun, that's cool.
Oh, it was great. I love that costume. People knew what I was. I designed it myself. I was super proud. But one of my biggest problems is that she has, like, torn up pants, and, like, it's just her pant legs wrapped around her thighs, and fashion tape was just not solving any of my problems. So I was like, well, screw it. My friends, like, put some elastic in there. So I did, and it works great. But it's like, I'm in class, and I'm like, okay, I should try these on. And I walk out of the closet to check them in the mirror, and everyone's like, why is Matt wearing booty shorts? Whatever.
Yeah, I can't do the elastic just because it cuts off my circulation because of how tight I have to make it.
Yeah.
So I'm just, cool. I ended up buying a pair of suspender clips from Joann's.
Yeah.
That apparently
it's not even
you can just clip onto the back.
Yeah, like, I'm not even doing, like, an elastic where it wraps around my leg. It's more or less, it's just a little string of elastic on the backside of the short, and then it just connects to the legging piece, and it's just in the back so you don't see it.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm going to try and do. Yeah. And cross my fingers and hope it works this time, because, like you, last year, fashion tape did not work for me.
Yeah.
The folly of fashion tape.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to draft really quickly. It'll be the fastest costume I've ever done if I actually finish it. Erza Scarlet from Fairy Tail. I want to do the Robe of Yuen. And mostly that's because it's the simplest one and the fastest to draft.
I'm only hearing good things today. I'm loving this. I love Fairy Tail. God, this podcast is amazing.
Well, I have to make really easy to move around in costumes because I'm going to be doing a lot of filming at Project Akon, and I'm going to have to carry around a 40-pound thing of filming equipment and luggage. So I don't really want to be wearing like heavy armor and weapons and stuff.
You're right.
I know the feels, honestly. I know the feels.
That's not fun. Like, being in lots of armor and stuff is a nightmare. Like, when I did a Goonimon, I literally was like a penguin. It was terrible.
Oh.
My girlfriend at the time was just like, oh, here, I'm just gonna follow you everywhere and make sure you don't trip and get stuck on your back. I was like, thanks, honey. I need to feel like a turtle today.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of waddle your way everywhere.
Oh, it was pretty adorable.
God bless handlers. God bless handlers. Yeah. They have a thankless job.
Just hide a GoPro in your costume. Have, you don't need to worry about all that.
They have all of my love and appreciation. I have a friend of mine who is my handler like all the time when he comes to me to cons just because he's like, I'll just follow Matt around. Something funny is going to happen. And he's always willing to help me out, and I love him to death. So that's a shout-out to Chris Bradford if he ever watches this.
There you go.
Well, hey, you guys are welcome to post up on your stream as well. So.
Oh, we totally will. It's going to happen.
So anyways, the reason that we're here is that we wanted to talk a roundtable about cosplaying someone you don't resemble, which given anime and movies and fantasy, it's really not hard to pick a character you don't resemble in real life.
That is true, and I definitely have an opinion on that.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, man.
And, of course, we're not limiting it even so far as maybe wild hair colors, gender, age, body shape. I mean, there's so many things you could name. I mean, just in anime alone.
Yeah.
Most people I know do not resemble the shape of prepubescent teenage girls with giant eyes and giant torsos.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't look like Broly from Dragon Ball Z, but I did it anyway.
There you go.
I'm not a giant 500-foot Nordic Viking, but, you know, it's fun to pretend.
Do you guys find that you're criticized whenever you cosplay somebody that you look nothing like?
You know, I honestly tend not to cosplay things that I don't look like. That's part of the fun for me is finding the character that I do look like. I mean, I think Riddler is probably, like, the farthest cry for me that I just get, you know, Comic-Con, middle of summer, I always get, oh, well, he's too dark to be Riddler, something like that. But honestly, like, he's enough of a character, he's a character that's been around so long with so many different versions and iterations that it's never been too much of a big deal. But, you know, like, just going down my list of costumes, you know, new version of Dante from Devil May Cry and Sokka, like, those are the characters I looked at and went, hey, that looks like me. I should do that. And that's, you know, and honestly, that makes me like the character more as I'm learning. And honestly, Sokka's an awesome character anyway. It's not like I'm sitting there going, I really want to like this character because he looks like me. And I'm going to make it because they look like me. But, you know, it honestly just kind of happens that way. And I feel like I'm really lucky like that.
Matt, I believe you have an opinion?
Yeah, I do. I tend to cosplay characters that I just like. I don't go in for like, oh, he's got my body type, or I have the same face. I really just cosplay characters that I think are fun. I think they're cool. I tend to try to pick things that I know that I can emulate well, but literally in the end, a body type, hair color, facial structure, it doesn't end up mattering. Like, I've cosplayed stuff from, like, Dot Hack, I've done Street Fighter characters, and, like, let's be honest, like, if anyone's played Street Fighter 4, those guys are, like, literally muscles with muscles on their muscles.
And they're full of steroids and then some, and it's like, there's no way to copy that.
I cosplayed Ryu, and, like, I'm not built like that, but I didn't care, because I love Ryu, and he's a cool dude, and I'm like, you know what? Why not? It'll be fun. But there are a lot of characters that I do cosplay, and it's like, I don't look exactly like that person, but what's fun is dressing up as a character that I enjoy, personifying that character, and getting into the act, and I enjoy that aspect of cosplay a lot. So I don't let the way I look stop me from cosplaying the characters I want to be.
Val?
And say, yeah, I'm actually in that same mindset. It just happens to be that a lot of the characters I like look somewhat like me, or at least have the same body shape, but most of the time I'm just picking characters because I love the characters, I love the series, I love the show, I love the game, whatever it is. And I want to portray the character as best as I can and emulate them. But especially for me with this one, since I'm doing my very first time as a man, it's scaring the living crap out of me. I don't know how to interpret this. I don't know how to take this. I look nothing like him. I have boobs and I got waist. He's got neither. So, it's one of those things where it's like, I want to cosplay this character, but at the same time, I got to break it into my head. I really got to go full force and start acting like a man. How am I going to do this?
eat chicken wings, burp a lot? I wish I could help you more, honestly, but I'm no professor on the subject.
I mean, we'll invite you to a few meetings, you know, when all the guys get together. But apart from that, you know, it's pretty straightforward.
I like to think that I'm somewhat of a tomboy, and he is a pretty man. Alan is a very pretty man.
And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, being a pretty man. Oh, Alan, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, we were talking about this a little while ago, is that the concept of crossplay is easier in the world of anime because so many of the male characters are drawn so pretty.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, it's very different to crossplay Batman than it is to crossplay like Rurouni Kenshin or something like that.
You know, I would love to see a crossplay of Batman, and it's just like the intention is to look menacing, but it's like, I am Batman, Ugu Kawaii.
That's actually the biggest
stop
reason
right
why
there, Joker
I haven't
Stan.
Done any superhero costumes is I love all the male superheroes. Like, I love Batman. I would love to make Batman. No way in hell do I look like Batman, and
right.
My body type ain't gonna happen that way.
And you know, I think that's honestly one of the things is that like you want to do the costume as you want to do the character justice because you like the character. That's why you're cosplaying. So you know, if you can separate yourself enough to the point where you go, I like this character enough to know that I don't want to do it. I'd be happy to make it for someone else. I'd be happy to work on someone else's costume.
Exactly.
Like, I think that's where I start to kind of draw the line with that kind of thing. But, I mean, it really depends on, like, how far off from the character I am. Because I do Spider-Man all the time. I look nothing like Peter Parker, but I put a mask on, so it doesn't matter.
Life is easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't have costumes with masks ever, so it's like, oh, well, crap, people get what they get.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, there are a lot of cosplayers that we know that will just have the costume as accurate as possible and then not worry about portraying the character or, you know, looking like the character facially or, you know, hairstyle or anything like that, but the costume will be dead accurate. Mm. And honestly, like, that comes down to more, like, showcasing the craftsmanship, which I think is just as exciting.
Yeah.
Do you think that lack of diversity in animation is a problem as far as being able to get people to cosplay them?
I honestly would say no. Like, going to conventions, I meet people of all ethnicities, all backgrounds. You see everyone and their mother doing it and having a good time. And they're there really, like, in the grand majority of it all. It's people who are just cosplaying because they like the characters they like. And it's not about where they come from or what they look like or what their race is. It's just, this is a person who's really interesting. And for whatever reason it may be, I connect to them. And therefore, I want to dress up and emulate them. And it really, I don't see it ever stopping tons of people. And sometimes, like, one of my favorite people in the cosplay community as a whole, he's nicknamed as Black Guy. I'm pretty sure everyone and their mother's seen him before. But he's this guy, he cosplayed Guy Sensei from Naruto, and large black guy, and he's able to do, like, the perfect splits, and he's got this super charismatic face, super awesome. He's also done Akuma, and he did Mojo Jojo. So those are some of his other big acclaims. But, like, he is, like, one of my biggest, like, role models and inspirations in cosplay, because he's just like, I'm going to do what I want to do, because it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to have a great time, and it doesn't matter that the character doesn't match my skin tone, it doesn't matter that the character and I don't look alike, as long as I'm having fun and people around me are having fun, that's where it counts, and that's where I would put it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that to a certain extent, you know, and Matt, you constantly have this this problem where people come up and say, hey, you know what, you should cosplay this certain character.
Yeah.
Did I do that recently? When did I do that?
No, I'm just saying it happens. It does, and it drives me nanners.
Because I know I still do it with Jordan, because Jordan is the only guy I know who is willing to shave his head for a costume. Therefore, he should do Aang.
Like, yes. Or Milo. let's be honest. He needs to do Milo first.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, he'd be great at either of those.
Yeah. But yeah, that does happen a lot of the time. It's like, I do have friends, I have people who come up to me and like, hey, Matt, you should cosplay this character, and I'll look at it and be like, I'm pretty sure I know why you want me to cosplay this character. Let me see here. Is it
because he's black?
Because he's black!
Yes.
Yes? Show me the answer.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to get so deep into that topic, but I mean, it's something where it's like, I don't want to do it just because of that. I want to do it because it's going to be fun. But I have done it before. Like, I got invited to be in a group once. When Young Justice first came out and it was a huge thing, I actually got asked to be a part of a Young Justice group at Fanime 2011. Yes. Fanime 2011. And I didn't want to cosplay Aqualad from Young Justice because, one, it would require me to bleach my hair and have it really short, and I've bleached my hair once for a costume again, and I was like, nope, not after all the crap I've went through with this. No, not again. But this one specific group came up to me, and they're cosplayers that I really admire, and I was like, you know what? If it was anybody else, forget that. But you guys are really cool. I look up to y'all. I respect you. I would love to hang out with you guys. Okay. I'll make this sacrifice to myself. And I had a good time. It was fun. But 9 times out of 10, I will just cosplay because I want to, not because it's like, oh, hey, this is perfect for you.
Yeah, honestly, I think at least once a year, around about con season, I get asked why I don't cosplay Aladdin. And it's
just... Really? Interesting.
Yeah, that's...
We actually have a Twitter campaign, and it's never going to stop, I swear.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The goal is you have to type... You have to tweet the Coscast at NRCoscast, and you just either hashtag RubMagicLamp or hashtag Oh Yeah Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh,
whichever one gets more tweets, Joey has to do it.
I will totally get on my Twitter and do that now.
Oh,
yes!
That's not...
Spread it to your followers.
I have quite a number
of followers.
And I have a geek blog that had 10,000 views a month, so we'll be sure to spread
it. Oh, do it. Do it. Spread it. Hashtag Oh Man, Oh Yeah Macho Man Randy Savage. I want.
How many letters did we say Oh Yeah had? It was like three E's, two A's, and four H's.
Yeah, like, ooh, yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Really spread it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, there was one for Suck It Up and Do Both.
Oh, yes, that's right, the Suck It Up, Do Both.
That now.
The yes. Daunting part of that is building a Macho Man Randy Savage costume.
And like, the amount of respect you'll get for that, please.
I saw someone doing that. What was it? It wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago at A-Fest, Amber. We had a Randy Savage, and then we had someone else who did Hulk Hogan. It was, like, perfect. It was, like, match made in heaven. They were brilliant.
I love when those happen, where it's like, I'm going to dress up as these real-life people. Like, did you see the photo of the guy who dressed up as Chuck Norris at Fanime, and he just had peace bonds all
yes.
over his body?
Yes.
It was, like, comedy gold. Like, he had one around his beard, his hat, all up and down his arms, his legs. He had, like, a necklace made of zip ties. And it's like, you better watch out. Chuck Norris will kill you with his neck.
Gotta love creativity.
I had a whole bunch of peace bonding done when I did Assassin's Creed. And, you know, going along with the cosplaying something you look like versus something you don't, I watched the Assassin's Creed series. And I say watched because I really didn't play it. I watched other people play it.
No, I've been there.
And I, you know, but like I kept an eye on the series for so long to see when a character who like vaguely looked like me came out. And then Assassin's Creed 3 came out with a Native American assassin. And I was like, someone dark! I should cosplay that. And so so we get to the point where I'm like, you know, peace bonding the costume at the convention, and it's literally like axe, throwing star, throwing knife, throwing knife, throwing knife. Here, take this off. Bow, arrows.
5 hours later, there's like a pile of weapons on the table.
Someone else, like in the line, someone else dressed up as Connor came up next to me, and we were all like, both of us were just like flintlock pistol.
I got a protractor, a pocket knife, cork bottle opener, Parcheesi set, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It got a little crazy.
It happens. Peace bonding can get crazy.
So now, going in line with your topic about going with your skin color, does it irk you guys at all to see someone, let's say like myself, who is albino white, being a darker color character, but not doing the face makeup, not like actually changing the skin tone?
Okay. I was wondering if you were going to go there or not.
No.
Which is, no, it's fine. It is fine. But I will tell you this much. I personally don't care. If you want to cosplay a darker skin character, I don't think that should ever be held against someone, just as much as, like, if you want to get technical, it's like, okay, I'm going to cosplay this anime character 9 times out of 10 who's from Japan. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not Japanese. So there's that argument. But it's, again, it's we want to dress up as characters we like, and I feel like, you know, race and ethnicity, either direction, should not stop it. Just to touch on the fact of makeup, that as well, I also don't have a problem with. I remember a while back, like about a little over a year ago, there was a huge debacle. A friend of mine had cosplayed a character of darker skin, and she is white, and she used body makeup to match the character's skin tone, and it looked flawless. It was gorgeous. And all these people were just like, that's not cool. And it's like, stage makeup, dude, relax. It's like theater, except in the world, not in a room. Like, don't...
Yeah. Honestly,
don't knock
like,
it, so...
Poison Ivy's green, people paint themselves green. Dr. Manhattan's blue, people paint themselves blue. Like, it's part of the character.
Yeah.
There's a reason that any character is drawn or cast like that. And, you know, the ethnicity is part of the character. You know, it's part of the backstory, it's part of everything, so why not have it be part of the cosplay?
Yeah.
As far as you guys are open-minded about it, because a lot of the people that I talk to or I run into, because I would love to be Sheva from Final Fantasy, Resident Evil 5, holy crap, I suck.
Yeah.
Because I love her character. She is so badass. She's so awesome.
Sheva, I could see the mistake. It's okay.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Sheva, Sheva, same difference.
But she's such a cool character. Yeah. I know one, if I'm not going to be called racist, if I change my skin tone, I'm surely going to be laughed at, because I've seen it happen so many times. And I wish more people would be more open-minded like you guys are. That would be fantastic.
It's honestly,
it is a bummer. Go, you first.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it just comes down to, you know, the hardest thing for me is you want the costume and the character to be recognizable, so if you're not going to change your skin color or anything like that, for something like Sheva, that's one of the, like, it's a fairly minimal costume, so that's one of the, you know, giveaway points of the character. Anyone else coming up to you is going to be like, that's an awesome Lara Croft costume.
That's so true.
You know what's going to happen.
My game, it's over. No, I'm dead.
No!
But, no, well, like, hey, I've...
Matt got mistaken for Duke Nukem in his Aqualad costume, so...
Oh my god. Okay, so Aqualad in Young Justice has a red t-shirt, a black belt with a gold belt buckle, and blue tight pants. And I'm standing around a anime with bleached blonde hair, with sunglasses on, because it's bright out, and this guy just walks up, all casual, and goes, yeah, dude, nice Duke Nukem costume. And I just look right back at him, I'm like, yeah, I'm here to kick ass and talk to fish, and I'm all out of fish dicks. Like, thanks, man.
Brilliant.
Like, I've gotten some really bad cosplay mistakes before, and I've witnessed some too, and it's like, how can you do this to me?
I mean, and like, the girls who are dressed up as Black Widow and get called Black Cat, you know, things like that. It happens all the time. The closer you can get to 100% accurate, the less likely that is to happen.
Yeah.
I would say that if you are cosplaying as someone you don't resemble, that I would recommend that you take the time to tailor the costume at least fit you. Because I know that, at least as far as I'm concerned, a lot of the characters that I cosplay as are teenagers and they have the body shape of one. And I am a mature woman with curves in all the right places. and that means clothing does not fit me the same way that it would a flat-boarded teenager. And I know a lot of people that try and, you know, cosplay these large-bosomed women, but they don't tailor their costumes correctly, and it looks slatternly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm binding right now, so...
Damn, Joey, that's looking killer.
Yeah.
Tell me your tips, practice, man.
Give me your tips. But I have some friends in SoCal who I know who are larger people. They have a group called Nobody's Inc. Cosplay. And they're larger-sized girls, and they do amazing costumes. And the one thing that I always love about their work is that even though they're larger people, they take the time to make a costume that's built for them. They take the time to make costumes that look flattering and great on them. And they've cosplayed from Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles, and I'm awestruck when I see their costumes. Like, they do great jobs, and, like, that's the ticket, is I made this costume for me, and I know what I look like, so it's gonna look great on me. And, yeah, like, that's the ultimate selling point, is you build a costume that looks flattering.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it comes down to whether or not you care about if you care about the other people at the con and what they think and things like that. Because if you are just a fan of Edward Elric and you happen to be 6'5", just go ahead, wear the costume. But if you're really like you want to be the best of a certain character, and honestly, I know cosplayers like that who just like,
yep,
I know someone who's done it better than me, so I kind of don't want to do it anymore. Because I wanted to be like the first or the best, and I personally do that with a lot of costumes as well. Like I see someone do a costume before I do, and it's like, yeah, but they did two or three things this way, so I'm gonna do those better. So I'm still gonna do it, and then someone does it amazing, and I'm just like, well, shit. but like you, if you have a short Edward Elric next to a 6'5" Edward Elric, there's one that's going to look better just because what they, what they start out with.
Now, see, what I would say, though, to that is if you want to be 6'5" and be Edward Elric, you come up with some silly gimmick. So they're like, hey, Ed, why are you so tall? I was like, I found out milk's pretty good. Been drinking like crazy.
Out of the three of you who watches Venture Brothers, awesome. I'm very tempted to cosplay Dr. J. Jonas Jr.,
nice. And,
just build the body like from here and have his jetpack and just have like cotton balls or something as the jetpack smoke covering the whole bottom half of my body.
That's brilliant.
Oh my god, I love it.
Like that's the way I'd get away with something like that.
Can I tell you something, Joey? For a moment in my heart when you're like, I want to do Adventure Brothers cosplay, the first thing that came into my head was Shore Leave.
What?
Yeah, totally. Totally thought Shore Leave. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Really?
We've added another Twitter hashtag.
Hashtag.
Hashtag shut up, it's just Sprite.
Twitter's gonna blow up now. This is great.
It's always Joey. It's never anyone else on the con.
I know, seriously.
Always Joey. Always Joey getting forced to do cosplays.
Like, really, Shore Leave, not like Orpheus or anyone like that.
Nah, Shore Leave. I'm a monster. I can't help it.
If you can get Jordan to do Dr. Venture, then we'll talk.
And the plan is coming together.
Good.
But see, he'd have to do the opposite. We'd have to, like, douse him in baby powder first. We'd have to get him really pale.
God. Oh, my Lord. I actually
want
to
know how to get
pale. Costume.
I can help you with that.
I will talk to you later, because I need to get makeup, actually, for Marlin. Because Marlin actually isn't a black person. He's just redonkulously tan.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, so he's got the tan lines?
Oh, dude, like, that was the first thing that I realized. Someone told me, like, hey, Matt, you should cosplay Marlin, because he's, the new black guy in Pokemon. I was like, well, I'm not going to do it. And then I started looking at it. A friend was like, I'm going to cosplay the other black person if you do it. Okay, done deal. Fair enough. And as I was looking at the character, I'm like, what's with this weird line on... That's not his pants. That's a tan... Oh my god, his feet are stark white. This guy hangs out at the beach way too much. And I was like, okay, this is more of a reason to cosplay. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine about it. And I was like, I want to do this costume. I just can't find the invest into it. And he's like, Matt, have you gotten that far? Like, this guy is just you. Really? I don't believe you. Here, look at all of his quotes. Guy talks like a surfing bum. He calls everyone dude and bro. Check it out. Let's go swimming. Yeah. I'm like, he's a surfer bum. So am I. Great. All right. Well,
like you
now
agree
I have
too.
A reason. I secretly found my soul costume, I guess. This is my destiny.
So appropriate that it's Pokemon.
Oh, God, I love Pokemon. I love Pokemon. If it's no consolation by the billions of Pokemon plushies upon my head, I will show my shame. I don't care.
And the half-eaten burrito.
And a, like, 90% eaten burrito. I haven't forgotten about you, burrito.
What was that about staying on topic?
I'm sorry, we're really bad
well
at that game.
We were doing pretty well so far. We were doing pretty good.
I do apologize. We're terrible at staying on topic.
I was actually going to say that's actually a really good place to end episode 36, so if you guys would like to give information about where people can give you a listen if they'd like to learn more.
Joey, take it away.
All right. You guys can email us at coscast@nerdreactor.com. You can find us on Twitter @NRCoscast, and you can find us online at www.thecoscast.com. We are a part of nerdreactor.com, so you can also check there as well for updates.
Nerd Reactor.
Trying so hard.
Shh, I can do this.
We should figure one of those out.
Yeah, I just have one for like random, and because I'm Jewish, I know how to do Jew.
Like, there you go.
From the shtetl, yo.
Imagine it'd be something sort of like this. You have to do Live Long and Prosper, and then like rock and roll.
Combine it somehow.
Nerd enough.
At any rate, you can find CosPod at our usual, cospod.org. You can find us on Twitter at CosPodcast. Facebook is Cosplay Podcast. And DeviantArt is CosPodcast. You can also email us, podcast@cospod.org. Please remember, you have until tomorrow to get your entries in for our contest to win an epic cosplay gift card. There is a trivia ongoing. It's on our website. You can find the details there. And otherwise, we will see you guys next time. Bye!
Peace.
Thank you, CosCast, for joining us.
You're welcome.